since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, everyone, welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1199, which is insane. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me, the one and only Tony Polanco from Throwdown Show. What's up, Tony?
Danny, what's going on? Yo, 1199 episodes, man. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty impressive, man.
Very impressive. Very impressive. And yeah, you know, people think it's easy to release this amount of episodes throughout the years. And technically, we have way more than that because in the early years of GTR, when I would go to E3, I'll release like 50 episodes like just that during that week. And I'll just have it as E3 and never put an episode number in there. So we have I did that for years. We have way, way more episodes than that. You know, so, but it's all good.
That's amazing.
It's all good. But how's everything with you, Tony?
Oh, no, I'm chilling right now. You know, work is going good. I'm getting to review a bunch of really cool products. If you guys don't know, I'm now a computing writer for Tom's Guide. I do game reviews, too. Like, I reviewed Horizon Forbidden West, and I reviewed God of War on PC. But mostly, I review laptops and computers and stuff like that. The biggest one I did this past week was the Alienware 34. It's a quantum dot OLED monitor. Mm-hmm. Curved, bro. It is, like, I was playing some games on it. Incredible. You know,
that's good.
And I got some other things that I cannot talk about at the moment that are coming up. So it's dope, man. I'm having a good time. And, you know, and just keeping it real, because I had been a freelancer for so many years. It is nice not worrying about money. Like, I know my check is coming twice a month. I'm straight, you know. And plus, you know, the work environment is good. I get to go to the office 3 times a week, get to talk to not only my own colleagues, but the other colleagues from other places that work at Future. It's great. I'm having a great time, man. I'm enjoying my life.
No, I'm glad that you're making moves, you're doing your thing. You know, we all been busy, dude. We all been busy. You know, I'm busy too with like stuff that's happening at G4 and X-Play and everything, man. So, and also GTR, of course. But very quick, for those who are listening, I'm going to be part of Games Beat Summit 2022 next month, actually, April 26th. I believe it's 10:30 a.m. There's an in-person event. Also, you could watch it virtually. With the virtual version, it's totally free. You could just go to the website. Just check under the description there. Or if you want to go in person, hey, they're selling tickets and you could attend too, man. So I'm doing it with Reggie Fils-Aimé. We're doing a fireside chat. We're going to be talking about things that's going on in the industry, you know, his career. You know, it's going to be more industry focused. It's not a consumer type thing, but I think people are going to enjoy the conversation. And speaking about that, Tony, right before we recorded this episode, I noticed my interview from Reggie last year got picked up today. And they were talking about the whole article was about E3 and Xbox doing their own event. And then the conversation went to like E3 going digital and this and this and that. And then that's when they brought up the quote from Reggie last year on the podcast that he was not impressed of E3 going digital and stuff like that. So that's why I like to focus on content that is longevity, like people can hear it years from now, instead of like whatever is hot at the moment and bringing it up in the conversation, because that comes and goes. You know what I'm saying? So I just love the just other conversations that people could talk about years from now. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, no, evergreen content is very important, you know, because you're right. Like, so many of us, we just focus on the you know, the biggest news of the day. But like you said, that stuff comes and goes. You know what I'm saying? But evergreen content, that's why it's called evergreen. It's always there, you know. So that's great that that's being picked up. And I'm pretty sure this upcoming interview will also be evergreen as well. You know, it's probably going to be a lot of things said in there that will resonate for many years to come.
Yeah, I hope you can watch it. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts about everything, man. So it's gonna be cool, man. It's gonna be
fun. No, for sure. Hopefully they at least have it recorded, because I may be working.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be recorded, and hopefully I'm gonna talk to them to see if I could also release as a podcast version. Not 100% sure that's gonna happen, but I'm gonna work it out to see if that happens or not. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself, and I'm pretty sure for a lot of GTR listeners, that's what I would prefer, like an audio while I'm going to work or whatever, chilling. So I would, if you can make that happen, that'd be fantastic, man, because a lot of people would appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now that everybody's going back to work and school and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And events are happening slowly too, so that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool. Everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episodes. You also can find us on any podcast app. Super easy, guys. Just go and search for GamerTag Radio, follow us, subscribe, and also, which takes a few seconds of your time, post a review. That's all I'm asking. Post a review. It's super easy. You can do that on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other podcast app that will allow you to post reviews. It will help us out get discovered. New listeners discover GTR. So go ahead and do that. It'll help us a lot. And if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Right, Tony, the reason I brought you here is not because of major news or anything like that. You know, we like to talk random topics, man, on random stuff.
<Yes. laughs>
every time we get together. And it could be about stuff that we just love. You know, we've done that with Streets of Rage. We did the Streets of Rage series. Remember that conversation? That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of other ones that we did in the past that I was like, man, we got to do this again. You know what I'm saying? But one of the things that I hit you up the other day, I'm like, I think this is important for us to do this, man, is about the new TMT, the Cowabunga Collection. It's a collection of 13 retro games that's coming out for Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, PC, and it has 13 retro iconic games of the Ninja Turtles. Some of them were for the arcade, for the NES, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Game Boy, etc., man. So, Tony, we definitely got to talk about this. I mean, how was your reaction when you heard the news about this coming out later this year?
Yeah, no, I lost my mind, man. Like, because I'll be honest, because this was announced during the Sony State of Play, I didn't really care for a lot of the announcements made at State of Play, but this got me hyped because I grew up with not all these games, but many, many of these games. So when you ask me if you want to talk about them, I'm like, yo, I don't even need any prep. Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, and also, you know, you got to, and I told you this too, and I'll probably bring it up again during this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, not only are we getting this collection, but we're also getting the new Ninja Turtles, which is also a 2D scrolling beat 'em up. So this is going to be a very good year if you're an old school Ninja Turtles video game fan. So yeah, I can't, we got to talk about this, man. This is going to be so good.
No, definitely. That's Shredder's Revenge, I believe that's called, right?
Yes, yeah. Shredder's Revenge. That's right. Yeah.
Yo, oh, dude, this is going to be tight. Let me tell you, man, as a beat 'em up fan, it's been a good couple of years, man, with Streets of Rage and this. Oh, man, it's been good. It's been really, really good, yeah, man. I can't wait to see more of this, man. But yeah, we definitely got to talk about the list of these games that's going to be available for this collection. So there is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was okay. It was interesting about this game, right? Because this actually, let me go back. This collection has different versions of these games, right? So TMNT, the first arcade game, you people may remember it more as TMNT 2 on the Nintendo, right? That's what it actually was. But this is the proper arcade version, which I don't know if I played it or not, the real arcade version. I played it on Nintendo. I know that, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. But yeah, this is the original one. And like, this started all. It's such a great game, man. I think that's the first game I played where like, you knew the boss's health was low when they started glowing yellow and stuff. So like, oh, yo, I'm about to beat him. And you get even more hyped, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, do you have any memories of playing this one in the arcade specifically?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember because I really don't. Because I know the one that I was playing the most was Turtles in Time, the arcade version.
Yes.
And also the console version, which you're going to talk about in a few minutes. But
yeah,
that was by far my favorite Ninja Turtle games at that time was Turtles in Time. So I never got to play the first Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Oh, even on the Nintendo?
I played the Nintendo one, but it wasn't. Yeah. I know there was one that, and let me see if I remember the Nintendo one. I remember playing it, and I have a long story about that one. This is the one that was like the most difficult game. There's a part that you have to swim and all this stuff, and they had like a you could go to the sewers and all stuff. So I finished that game. I completed it. It took me forever to do it. Tony, I hated the ending. The ending was Splinter Cell, Ninja Turtles, let's go eat pizza, game over. Yeah. And I went through hell. trying to finish that game. You know what I'm saying? So that first NES one, not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that one.
What about the second one? Did you play? Because the second one was the arcade version. So you never played that one?
The one is TMT Arcade, that one, right? No,
yeah.
I never played that one.
It's kind of confusing because TMNT Arcade is TMNT 2 on Nintendo, you know?
It's very confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing, but that's how it is. Like, I don't know where you're looking at the list. I'm looking at it at Konami's website, and they have it, like, listed right there. Like, they show a picture of it. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. But obviously, in arcade, it's just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But it's the same game, just scaled down to Nintendo. But I think the reason they named it 2 is because the one you just described was the first Nintendo one.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to confuse people during that time. But obviously, years later, it's confusing everybody else, you know?
Okay.
But I agree with you about the first one. That's the one where you're driving around with the turtle van and stuff. Bro, like, I wanted, like, because I was such a big Ninja Turtles fan back in the day, right? Late 80s, early 90s. That was my cartoon. I had the toys, all that stuff, mm-hmm. right? But that game annoyed me, man. But I really enjoyed the arcade game, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 on Nintendo. Again, I don't think I played it at the proper arcade. So this will be actually my first time playing the real version of this. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited, man. And like you said, Turtles in Time is in this. That's my game. Oof. That game, like, that it's always like a three-way tie for me. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, Final Fight, and Streets of Rage 2 as my favorite beat-em-up games. Like, those are the games right there.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
Like,
yeah. And even the introduction, like, it's like exactly like the cartoon. It's like, oh man, you can hear the voice and everything. The same. Oh, it's pretty cool. Yes. Really, really cool. So what about the next one? The Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Yeah, that's the one. That one is the first one here, which is arcade. Understand? That's what I'm trying to get to you.
It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
It is. It is. Yeah. But yeah, because again, they called it two because there had already been a Ninja Turtles game on the Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Understand? You know, the one with the turtle van and the stupid sewers and the underwater stuff.
So I remember playing this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember playing that because now I'm looking at the picture. I remember seeing the fire, the rooms, and yes, I remember playing this. Yeah, and
okay, you did.
Yeah, so I mean, the graphics is not like the arcade version because remember NES is 8-bit. But the question I do have for you, Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project. I don't remember that one. Do you?
Neither do I. Here's the thing about Manhattan Project. I knew it existed, but I never played it at the time. Mm-hmm. But it's the third Nintendo game, on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Mm-hmm. So I never really, I knew it existed, but I never played it. So this will actually be my first time really getting into it. But I believe this game was an original. It wasn't an arcade game. It was just made for the Nintendo, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was reading here. Also, from this list, from all the lists of the games, 11 Japanese regional versions in total. No Japanese version released for TMT Turtles in Time Arcade and TMT Tournament Fighters for the NES.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And some of these also are, you could play online. So it's a TMT Arcade, Turtles in Time, the arcade one, the Hyperstone Heist, and also TMT Tournament Fighters for the Super Nintendo. All that is going to be online.
That's dope.
Which is good.
That's dope.
Okay, let's go to the next one. I remember playing this, but I wasn't too excited about it. Maybe because I'm just not a fighting guy, like Street Fighter, you know, stuff like that. Tournament Fighters for the NES. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I remember that, but you know, again, during that time, I was heavily invested in Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, right? Yeah. So this one, I kind of just glossed over. There were so many fighting games back then.
Yes.
So I kind of just stuck with that. But it was one I had my eye on, but I just never really delved into. So this will be a really good one to, you know, check out, because I know some people really enjoyed this game. Mm-hmm. And apparently they made a few of these tournament fighters games.
Yeah.
Looking at this list, mm-hmm. you know, but so that's pretty dope. But yeah, from what I see, it looks like a standard, you know, fighting game of the era. But again, I'm like, listen, I got Street Fighter, I got Mortal Kombat, I'm straight, you know. And then obviously later on, you had all those other ones from Capcom, like X-Men and Marvel Superheroes and mm-hmm. all that other stuff, you know. So that's where my time was invested in. So did you ever play? You didn't play this one either.
Yeah, right? I played it, but it was like one of those, like, okay, I played, then been there, done that, and moved on. That's, you know.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you this question. So, and a lot of people, Tony, are going to ask this same question, Sue, because
yeah,
they probably never played it or they're confused. Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, Super Nintendo. Is that similar to the one for the arcade? Is it major dip? Like, what is the difference between this one and the other one?
Yeah, okay. So Turtles in again, the reason it's called 4 is because they had already had 3 Nintendo games, Ninja Turtle games, right? So this one is Turtles in Time arcade. It's just missing a couple of levels because obviously even Super Nintendo was more powerful. It couldn't fit a bunch of stuff,
yes.
right? Mm-hmm. So it is a port of that. And obviously the intro was a lot different on Nintendo. Like mm-hmm. in the arcade, you had that, you know, Pizza Power, da 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 da. You know, they had that. Like they don't have that in there, but it is Turtles in Time. It's just, you know, with a couple of missing levels and all that, and some animations are a little bit different or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I remember when I played the arcade, I'm like, yo, the animations look so good in this. Yep. Don't get me wrong, it's still good on Super Nintendo, but I suspect this is the one that most people played around the world, the Super Nintendo version of the game. So it's good to have both versions. I prefer the arcade version, mm-hmm. right? Even though the Super Nintendo was the first one I played, but this is the one that you guys remember playing. You know, I remember, Danny, because this game came out back in the day. This is what I love about, you know, what we do, history lesson, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, right, games just came out. They weren't announced, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, like, you know, reading EGM or something saying, oh, Nintendo Turtles game is coming eventually. I remember every day going to the local drugstore, pharmacy, Ninja Turtles in every day. I'm a little kid asking every day, you know, because we didn't know when it was going to drop, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So when I came in, man, because, you know, ooh, I was so hyped. I played that game forever, man. You know, in Turtles in Time, I love that game. Like, again, that one, Streets of Rage and Final Fight are like my top beat 'em up games of all time. So good.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember this is the part that I love so much about Turtles in Time is you're fighting against an enemy, you grab them, you turn around and you yes. throw them straight to the screen, and you see like that screen, it cracks, and it goes like, oh, that was so, yo, at that time, Tony, graphically, that was mind blowing. I remember seeing that.
The Super Nintendo. Absolutely. I was like, what is going on right now? Because you've never seen that before.
Never seen
you
that.
You know, the characters get really big. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. What you were going to say?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I love the voices too, you know, like, whoa, like, cowabunga, pizza time, yeah. you know, they would say all this stuff. It was so good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, it was really, really cool. Now, the difference between the one that we talked about, Tournament Fighters for the NES and the Super Nintendo version, besides the graphics, is there anything different about it? Or is it the same exact thing?
Here's what's interesting. Because back in the day, right, you would have the same game released on multiple systems, and each of them would be different, right? So I'm not, because right here is listed that we have Tournament Fighters for the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Sega Genesis, mm-hmm. right? So I'm not sure if they're all the same game or if they're different, because like it could be an Aladdin situation. Remember Aladdin, like the one on Super Nintendo was made by Capcom, right? Mm-hmm. And then the one for Genesis was made by Virgin Games with collaboration from Disney. So I'm not sure if this is the same type of deal where like maybe another company made the Genesis version, another one made the Super Nintendo version. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, or it could just be the same game. You know, like Mortal Kombat was the same game, just on different platforms. I'm not sure what the situation is here. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at Wikipedia. It seems that, okay, it is the same game, just for different systems.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that answers that question. Okay, so it's the same game mm-hmm. On here. It's just for different systems. because obviously, you know, the Genesis had different hardware than the Super Nintendo and all that. You know, Super Nintendo was a little bit more capable in terms of graphics and sound, whereas the Genesis was just like a little bit faster.
And I'm looking at the list here. Now, the Hyperstone Heist that's in the for the Sega Genesis, dude, I've never played that game. This is going to be the first time for me playing it. Have you played it?
This one, yes, I have. This game is very interesting because it's basically Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, but remixed, right?
Remixed. They have, interesting.
Yeah, remixed. Yeah, that's the best way I could describe it because basically it has like the core base of it is Turtles in Time, but they add new levels and remixed other levels from the same game, you know? I really liked it. I felt the combat was really good. It's just as good as Turtles in Time. The only thing that's a little bit lacking is the sound quality because it's the Genesis. You know how that goes. But yeah, this is a different version of Turtles in Time, just with different levels, different enemy placements and stuff like that. You're going to love it, Danny. Trust me. If you like Turtles in Time, you're going to like this one too.
Okay, definitely got to check it out. And also Tournament Fighters for the Sega Genesis. I wonder,
that's right.
Also the sound is probably going to be way different than the Super Nintendo. Because Super Nintendo always had like a better sound quality compared to the Genesis, you know?
Yep, absolutely did, yeah.
Now, Game Boy, Tony, there is Ninja Turtles Fall of the Foot Clan. I don't remember this. Maybe I know I played some Ninja Turtles games for the Game Boy. I just can't remember which one it is. Maybe this one? I'm not sure. It's been so long.
Yeah, cuz I'm looking at the box art. You know, remember Ultra Games? That's what Konami had to call itself.
Yes.
You know, like they had like that offshoot brand because Nintendo only allowed a certain amount of games to be made by different companies, but I'm looking at the box art. I think this is the one I played. Because I didn't play all the Game Boy games, just admitting it, I haven't. But I think this is the one I played because we also have that. We have Back from the Sewers and Radical Rescue. I'm pretty sure I did not play Radical Rescue. Uh-huh. So I think the one I played was Fall of the Foot Clan on the Game Boy. You know, but other than that, I don't think I played most of these games, bro, on the Game Boy side.
Yeah, are you planning to try it out and maybe complete it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't know about completing it, but I'm definitely
why not?
Try
why
it.
Not? I think you know what it is, Tony. Like, there's a lot of these games that I missed out during that era of the Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo and Game Boy. You know, and I'm glad that Konami's been doing this now for a couple of their games. I know they did this for Castlevania, also for Contra. Because I think it's important. These games is part of history. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that probably totally missed this out during that time, or maybe they've never played this at all,
like us, you know, with some of these. And by the way, I'm not going to complete it because I don't want to. It's just you know, I'm older now, bro. The reflexes ain't there. These games are hard.
Oh, it is.
I don't know. I'll try obviously, but you know, we'll see about that. But I definitely want to. I'm gonna play all these games, man. Because again, these Game Boy games, I never played them. Who knows, right? And then the Tournament Fighters, I want to see what's going on there. And obviously, with the rest of these, it'll just be good to go back down memory lane. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. I remember that. You know?
Yeah, and the big difference now compared to the stuff that we were playing back in the days of these games is there was no save at all. Like playing the first NES Ninja Turtles game, Tony, I had to leave my console on.
Yes.
There was no way to save it. You know, it took me forever to complete it, and I finally did it. I know you could do that. Also, there's a rewind of a feature. So if you, let's say if you die, you could rewind it, go back and try it again, which is good. Again, we didn't have this back in the days. Button mapping, very, very important. Also, like I said earlier, online play for certain games. And one of the things that I truly, truly love, because I feel we haven't really been seeing this much now in games that's been releing nowadays, is local couch co-op. For these games, man, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, man. You could bring your friends that played this back in the days, and you could play it together, man, you know, for the first time again, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I kind of take that back what I said then, because I didn't realize this had, like, saving and rewind. If you have that, then I'll be able to beat these games for sure, you know? Because I remember the Mega Man games. I love Mega Man games. I played them all back in the day in the Nintendo, but I could never beat these games. They were too difficult. Mm-hmm. But when they came out on the PlayStation, right, and Xbox and all that, I was able to beat these games finally because I was able to save it, rewind, and I'll do all that. So if this has it, I'm good to go then. I'll definitely be able to beat these games.
Yeah, and there is a digital guide, because I know that there is a digital guide also for the collection of Castlevania and Contra in there. So these guides will help you how to, you know, play the game, how to play it, and maybe even go through some like difficult areas in there too, man. Yeah, especially that swimming one, which is a pain in the butt. I didn't even know how in the world I did that. I didn't even know how I finished that game. I was sweating, I remember playing it.
Yeah, no, those games were brutal, bro.
Yeah. You know? But I think once we got to see the actual beat 'em up of like Turtles in Time, I think that's when I'm like, okay, you know what? This is what Ninja Turtle works. Like this type of game for that. Instead of like the way how they did it for the NES, you know, for the first one.
No, I agree, man. I really think this collection is going to be like special to a lot of people. Not only like old schoolers, I guess, but like new people who may have not played these games. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way of setting it up for the new game, the Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all like connected.
And the price, Tony, $40. I think that's great.
No, it's not bad.
Not bad at all. These games? For all these games and features, it's perfect. So it's coming out for the Xbox Series X, S, Xbox One, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Now, my question to you, Tony, I know for the Streets of Rage, we bought multiple versions for almost every console. Do you see yourself doing the same thing for this one, or you just want to buy one and that's it?
Nah, I think I'm going to buy all of them because I want to show my support.
Yeah.
You know? I want to show my support. I want to show the Konami specifically, like, yo, we want these games, bro. We want these games. So, yeah, I'll definitely be buying it for, like, everything. You know, what is it? So, it's PlayStation, Xbox, Steam,
and Switch.
Switch. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, I'll end up buying it for all of them. Again, I want to show my support.
Yeah, yeah. In the future, Tony, I know Konami probably going to do more of these collections, and I can't wait for them to do that. Which will be, like, the next game of collections that you would like to see, not only from Konami, but for any other company that, you know, games that came out back in the days during that era of Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Yeah. I mean, this is like not specifically those consoles, but it's still the 90s. Because Capcom recently, they announced this like arcade collection, their own arcade collection. Mm-hmm. And it had like five versions of Darkstalkers. I love Darkstalkers, but I'm like, yo, you only needed a cut. You could have just had your own version of this. And I was asking, the reason I was so upset is because I'm like, where is, you know, X-Men versus Street Fighter? Where is X-Men Children of the Atom? So I would love if Capcom, and I've been saying this for years too, I would love if Capcom would release a collection that had X-Men Children of the Atom, Marvel Superheroes, X-Men versus Street Fighter, Street Fighter versus Marvel Superheroes, and, you know, the Marvel vs. Capcom games. I would love that.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I want out of all everything. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. No, it's cool. And also, I know Sega released a collection years ago. I know they've done this throughout the years, too, where they had, like, Sonic and all the Sonic games, mm-hmm. Streets of Rage, Shinobi. They had, like, all the games, even Phantasy Star. And each game, when you go, they even have, like, a history of like behind the scenes of, I would love to see more of that in the future from other companies too.
I agree. Yeah. Cause, and it goes back to like game preservation. It's important that we keep these games alive, somehow playable on modern systems, mm-hmm. because like, for example, like I could play Turtles in Time arcade, but I have to use like MAME or something like that. You know, like I can't just pop it into my PlayStation. So it's really good that not only for this collection, but like just, you know, a lot of games in general, it's like we need to keep these old games around just for future generations and for, you know, people like us to enjoy them.
Yeah, and that's a great tip for and advice to Nintendo, because they've been, you know, removing and shutting down all these eShops and there's so many great games there, man.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's annoying. Man. It's very, very annoying. Anything else, Tony? I think this was a great conversation. I would love to do more of these in the future for like old school games like this, because, dude, not that many people actually talking about this, you know? So we got to do more of these, man.
Yeah, no, I agree, because, again, like we said at the top, everybody's always focused on the new stuff. We are too, obviously, because we got to be on top of this. But it's good to have, you know, these conversations just to let people know. It's like, yo, this is where gaming came from. All the games you enjoy right now, this is the basis of it, you know? And I do believe this is one of those episodes where, even though we are talking about news, it will still be relevant years from now, just because of the fact we're talking about these games that will be around even after we're gone. You know what I'm saying? So this is good stuff. And, you know, hopefully we'll do more of this. Like, you know, again, Capcom, if you release that fighting game collection, the real one, I'll be there for sure. We'll be back for another one.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait for this release. Yep. And it's going to be a lot of fun, man. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to episode 1199. Yes,
we are 1199.
It's a lot. It's a lot of episodes. Man. You know, I gotta like remember which one is which. But now, everyone, thank you so much for listening. This was a great conversation, Tony. I hope we could do this again in the future. I think I think it is important to have conversations like this about old school gaming. You know, and there's a lot of young people that never experienced the NES, the Sega Master System, and Genesis, like all the old school consoles from back then, man. It's good for us to talk about that, man. You know, it's it was a very amazing time during that time for us, man. You know, as a kid.
Yeah, so. It really was. I still have fond memories, man. That like the and you know, and I said this on a previous episode of GTR. I was like, even though me and you didn't know each other growing up, like we had these same experiences through video games, you know? So this stuff brings all of us together.
Yeah. No, totally agree, man. Totally agree. But everyone, thank you for listening. And Tony, you would like to promote your podcast, you know, Throwdown Show or anything else that you have. And also your Twitter. I always promote Twitter for you, man.
Yeah, no, Twitter is always the, like, if you want to, you know, hit me up, I'm always on Twitter. So yeah, I'm on Twitter at Romudeth, R-O-M-U-D-E-T-H. And in my bio, you'll see where you can find me, all my works. I'm a computing writer for Tom's Guide. I'm always, you know, reviewing all the latest tech. And you can also find me hosting Throwdown Show, which is my podcast that goes up every Thursday and Sunday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern over on Twitch. Thursday, we cover all the gaming news, and Sunday, we answer fan questions, and we're going to be, believe we're going to be hitting episode 400 this summer, so
that's
very
cool.
Exciting, you know?
Congrats, yeah, man. It's not easy.
Thank you, man.
I'm telling you.
No, it's not. And think about it, Danny, this is episode 400 for both podcasts, you
know?
Yeah,
not easy, dude.
It's dope, man. It's
very cool. Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Everybody, make sure to go and subscribe to Throwdown Show, and let them know. You listen to this episode and you got to subscribe, man. Support indie podcast, man. All right. Well, until next time, we'll be back here with a brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. We have more content coming up, man. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.